With that, I'd like to have Nick Hollis come and share the eulogy. And remember, we're going to ask you to share different things that you can relate to in Leonard's life to encourage one another.
My name is Theodore Nicholas Hollis. So I have certain family and friends that call me Ted, and certain family friends that call me Nick. So as confused as I am, you can call me Ted, you can call me Nick, you can call me whatever you want. I'm in sales, so I can take it. Sorry, I've taken some notes because I was asked to do this important task of running eulogy for Uncle. So I had to write it out. I do want to start to read, but I didn't want to miss any points. Let's say good afternoon. Today we celebrate the life of a man who meant so much to all of us. Truly did. Leonard Holden. He was a husband, a father, a grandfather, an uncle, and a father figure of many. His professional life was a dedicated attorney, often known as the lawyer's lawyer, as I hear. He served as director of Citizen Guidelines Commission at the Florida Supreme Court and as assistant public defender at the Second Judicial Circuit Court. He lived a full and impactful life, for sure. And while we mourn his passing, we're also here to honor the memories we shared and legacy leaves behind. He cherished his wife, Patty, who I've had the privilege of meeting many, many occasions, and was immensely proud of his daughter, Sarah. I can see the sparkle in his eyes when we were at your high school graduation, Sarah, and how happy and proud and how much he loved you. His love extended beyond just Patty and Sarah, of course. It extended to his second daughter, my wife, Heather. They shared a profound and deep bond. Leonard was more than an uncle to her. He was a father figure. Always worried about her love, guidance, and listening ear. His love was so evident that he and Sarah flew to Greece, Athens, Greece, to walk Heather down the aisle while we were married. Sarah was the maid of honor. And that was incredible, impactful to us. We could have done that, and Sarah, if you could have done that, Patty, to allow you to come. Leonard's face would light up with pure joy whenever he was around his grandchildren, Madeline and Jackson. How many times I've heard him talk about you, and he was just, you were his everything. Everything. His pride for them was unmistakable, and they were true lights of his life. He also loved the rough housing with my sons, Alexander and Ego, and they sure to keep him on his toes. Leonard was many things to many people, but above all, he was kind, humorous, deep, and faithful. His kindness touched everyone, whether it be family, work, or friendship. His humor could light up any room, often coming out unexpectedly and leaving everyone smiling. And I can honestly say in the 28 years that I knew him, I not once saw him get angry. I wish I could have his temperament. He was a very, very peaceful gentleman. Although he was a devoted fan for the Tampa Bay Rays, God. He rarely missed a game and was also a diehard Detroit Tigers fan. He would be elated at every spring training, savoring every moment with a beer or two. Juan, I'm sure you were there too. I missed you. And Saturdays in the fall were sacred, especially when the Gators took the field. And let's not forget his love for fur babies, dogs, cats, you name it. He loved them all. They were part of his family. I had the privilege of sharing a special connection with Leonard, whom I affectionately refer to as Theo. I have a Greek background, and so I would call him Theo, which means uncle in Greek. And he quickly adapted to that. So it was at first kind of unusual to be called under Theo, but he loved that and would have no other way. And his love for sports, my love for sports, were very similar in nature. And our love for gadgets, he was a gadget guy, as was I. So any Apple device, any new Wi-Fi device, any new phone that came out, any watch, we would share, laugh, and giggle about that, and that was our deep bond. There are so many memories I've shared that captured Leonard's character, and I can picture him whistling his favorite tune or laughing as he talked. He was a whistler, as is my wife. It must be a whole thing.
No, it's not. I promise the law.
But he always offered advice at the right time. I remember one moment that stands out, particularly with these, when he said to me, "Don't worry what's ahead." It was a very difficult time for me. He said, "Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. You'll get there." It was simple, but exactly what I needed to hear. True affection and compassion. Leonard's Christian faith was the core of who he was. He guided, strengthened, and gave him hope, especially in difficult times. His belief in God shaped his kindness, compassion, and love for his family. Leonard leaves a legacy of love, as you can see. faith and kindness will continue to live on, whose daughter, niece, grandchildren, and all of us fortunate to have known him. As we say goodbye today, let's take comfort in knowing that he is reunited with his beloved wife, Patty, his mother, Mildred, and his sister, Kathy. I'm sure they're together again in watching all over all of us with love. Before we close, I'd like to share two scripture readings that reflect Leonard's life and faith. The first is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And the second is from the second epistle to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward me on that day. Not only for me, but also all who have longed for his appearing." Let us carry memories and Leonard's memory in our hearts, and may his faith and love guide us as we go forward. Rest in peace, Leonard. May your memory be eternal.
Thank you, Nick.